problem these days, my problem is very simple. It's trying to find a place in my house where I can masturbate without somebody bothering me. And that's really difficult. There's nowhere to go anymore. She's got her mother staying with us too in the guest room, and I'm on the streets now. I got nowhere to go. Like, now I know when I see a guy in the West Side Highway jerking off in plain daylight, that's not a homeless guy. That's a married man right there.
You have one other place to go, work, or the hotel room.
Wow, I remember that bit, but that was like, holy.
What were you saying?
No, I mean, it's just so on the nose.
I mean, well, now it's so hard to watch his stand-up. I mean, I think he's still funny watching his stand-up, but like everything is like jerking off.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so Last Exit to Brooklyn.
Last Exit to Brooklyn is the name of this. How's it going, everybody? How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So I really want to talk about this thing, obviously, Corey Feldman.
I think you've had this running still. I can't even listen to it anymore.
Yeah. I can't even keep up with this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like who's raping who over there.
Yeah. That guy, Roy Moore, is now up to 5. And some woman had a press conference today. You know, that senator or the guy who's running for senator.
Yeah, he's up to 5 women.
Yeah.
All teenagers.
Yeah. Well, when they were. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if he's getting teenagers now, that guy has some serious fucking game. We should just leave. We should just let it. If you're that age and able to get a 15-year-old, yeah, you should just be able to get him. That should be the law.
Especially if you wear a cowboy hat all the time.
Yeah, you know? That should be the exception to the law. Yeah. Like, all right, dude. What's going on with that? So the election is December 12th or something?
Yeah, so, and then he wasn't like the Republican establishment choice, but he snuck in and he won the primary, so he was the Republican option. And
okay.
And Republicans basically usually always win in Alabama.
Wait, why is it December 12th? What about the election day that we just had?
I don't understand why they did it like that, because it was something to do with replacing Jeff Sessions. That was his seat.
Oh, that's what it is.
But he left a while ago, so I don't...
He did, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he leave like almost, like 8 months ago?
Yeah, I don't get why.
I don't... That's the part I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't really know. He's the guy who, like, has the gun all the time on stage. Didn't he, like, have a gun on stage?
Yeah,
Roy
Moore. Yeah, yeah.
And so he had sex with like when he was, like, 32 with, like, a 14-year-old.
Yeah, and they said that there's stories that he was trolling and looking for, you know, he would go to, like... I think he was a lawyer, and he was going to like that.
He was a lawyer?
Yeah, but he was going. Cool. He was in the building where they do the, you know, where the foster kids or something like that. He was looking for stuff. I swear
foster
to God, I'm not joking. Or like,
yeah, that's a good place to find them.
Yeah.
If you want to meet teenage chicks.
And Alabama's so bad.
Yeah.
So you know who he's running against? The Democrat guy. You know, Democrats never win in Alabama. They've been won in years. But this guy, who now is beating him in the polls, which is crazy for Alabama, this guy's name is Doug Jones. And you know what he's famous for? I don't know if you ever saw the Spike Lee movie years ago where it was like in the early 60s. And the
four little girls?
Yeah, and the KKK killed him.
Uh-huh.
He was a prosecutor who 30 years later found those guys and put him in jail.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So you think... And anything, forget about the other guy.
That guy's still not going to win.
I know. How could that, in any other election, a guy like that, like, oh, he has to win.
Right. Alabama's never forgiven him for that.
I know. It's not a good thing when you go after the KKK.
What was it? Just, some racist white. Those guys were still alive?
I think some of them might have
been. Is that what that movie's about? Them prosecuting them? Or?
No, I think it was a story. It was a documentary.
Did they prosecute them after that came out?
I think there was another one, that guy. They did a movie about that one. I'm talking about movies with Alec Baldwin. It was the Medgar Evers one. He was another civil rights guy.
Oh, what was that?
Well, I forgot the name of the movie, but basically back in the early 60s.
Glengarry?
These KKK guys would just kill these black leaders.
Yeah.
And they would take them to trial, and the whole...
They just get acquitted.
Yeah, because the jury pool is all fucking KKK
guys.
Yeah,
it's like their brothers.
So they were like unsolved murder, not unprosecuted. Yeah. And then so 30 years later, Alabama kind of just wanted to fix their reputation, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think they're still doing a hell of a good job with that.
No. Isn't it also known for other... Isn't that where like all the like segregation stuff happened?
Oh, yeah, a lot of it.
Birmingham, Alabama?
Yeah, I think the...
Isn't that where Martin Luther King was killed?
No, he was killed in Memphis.
Memphis, right.
But... Yeah, I think in
I forgot the U2 song. That's the only reason I know that.
Me too.
Memphis guy. Thank God for you. I wish they'd write more songs about history, historical facts. So do you think he's going to, it looks like everyone's turning on him.
I think now
he's going to pull out.
I don't know. This guy's crazy. I hope he doesn't.
Again.
I hope he doesn't, because then the Democrat has a shot. You know,
so what happens if the Dems win? How many more Senate seats would they need?
That would be like a monster victory, because they would had no chance of winning that seat.
Yeah.
And then there'd only be, it'd be 51-49, and that'd be very helpful.
So they could take the Senate in 2018.
It's going to be very hard for them to take the
Why?
Senate. Because all the seats that are up are not favorable. Like, they have a better chance taking the House, and that's going to be a tough one, too.
You don't think they'll take, I thought they got closer to the House with
this. They're closer, but that's their only hope.
Well, I just want to get, we got to get into this. I mean, this is like the thing. I know this Roy Moore thing is bigger, but in comedy, this is like,
this is a bigger story, though.
It kind of, do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. No one knows who Roy Moore is.
Yeah. I guess that kind of also illustrates how famous Louis C.K. became.
Right.
Do you think, I was thinking that, I wonder, it seems like one of the big problems is that he became too successful. Right. You know how that happens, where like Milli Vanilli, I'm going to make the only person that makes a Milli Vanilli analogy, but I remember when Milli Vanilli got busted for not singing, the problem was they became too successful.
Right.
They won the Grammy.
And that was, then they were at a target on their back, you know?
Yeah, and then it was like, I'm sure the guy who produced them and them were probably even like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I think this happened with him. Obviously, you know, he was very driven. The other thing that's funny is, like, I'm finding out now, it seems like a lot of people just hated Louis C.K., like, secretly in comedy.
Like, yeah.
I just keep hearing these horrible stories about him.
Or,
do you have any... We've talked about this before. Well, you know, it's funny. This is very prophetic, because we were talking about this, like, a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, you were... I mean...
Didn't I say, like, someone has to come out and say a specific person has to say something?
Well, I think the thing was, is they got five people, and it was the New York Times, and I think they were looking for the story for a while, from what I heard.
Yeah,
they were. So he knew this was coming.
Do you think so?
What
do you think he knew this was coming? I mean, I know, like, when the story finally came out,
I think when the Weinstein thing, he got nervous, and I think once that Weinstein thing came out, from what I've been reading, there were news organizations that were looking into his story, and specifically, and when the Times looks into it, you know, they're you know, it's a big paper, so they're going to try to find conclusion to that, you know, and they're going to get people on the record.
So he must be so mad about Weinstein, because that's the whole reason.
Yeah, totally.
All these guys must be like,
he might have. I think eventually he would have gotten nabbed, but you know, it would have been a while.
Well, had you heard this rumor? How long ago had you heard this rumor?
For 2 years ago.
I think I heard this like 8 years ago, which is like insane to me. That, and like the craziest thing is, like, I heard the rumor about two women, basically this story, and then it came out and ruined him, and it's real.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing about it. Like, how, I'm still like, how did this story get to me? Like, it was a, what?
Because rumors are all true. That's the fucking, how rumors are like almost always true, aren't
are they?
They?
Well, for this one to have so much traction.
I'm not talking about like fake news and stuff like, but if something is like kind of whispered for a long time, then I feel like there's a lot of credence to it.
Had you know? Heard the specific one about the two women? That's the big one, right?
No, I mean, I just heard that thing. But like it looks like in the case.
Do you remember
of,
where?
I don't
from
know.
From me?
Probably. But you know what I mean? I think if rumors happen for a while and no one will shut them down. You know, that's like, you know, the fake news thing when they said Hillary was a pedophile, and then people came out and said that's total fucking bullshit.
Right.
But when the rumors, that's, I think, more, when the rumor is not shut down, I kind of feel like it's true, you know?
And I guess the rumor, when I heard it, I wasn't like, oh my God. I don't even know that I heard it in the context of like, oh, he like made them watch. I guess that was kind of the context, but I never was like, oh, I never was like, wow, I wonder who's stopping that from coming out. I was just like, oh, I guess it's just like a thing that's out there.
Right.
I never thought it would come out. I never thought it would be like national news and, you know, be and ruin him completely.
Right. The rumor that came out a couple of years ago, did you know that comic Jen Kirkman?
Yeah, that was, I know she is, I don't know her.
But anyway, so she alluded to it a couple of years ago.
On her podcast.
Right, and then.
But she kind of retracted.
Well, there was some pressure on her, so she took the podcast down. right?
Yeah.
And but now, and I've been, I saw
is she coming out now?
No, I'm on her Twitter feed. She was defensive because people were like, you know, if you were brave enough 2 years ago, this wouldn't have lasted as long.
Right.
So she's defending herself. You know?
What's she saying?
She's like, well, you know, I'm not the monster here. You know, she's right. But it's just like anyone attached
she
to this.
Did, but the thing that's, that annoys me about her is like, for like a month ago, she released something about like, this isn't Louis C.K. that I was talking about. She went out of her way to make a statement that it's not him.
Someone got to her, huh? Someone, she got a Netflix special out of that one, huh?
Something, right? Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, like Dave Becky must have like offered her something.
Yeah,
that's the thing. The thing about this, it's like that I'm kind of loving about it. I mean, I never knew Louis C.K. I don't care. I mean, I did love, I thought he was like. Mm-hmm. He's like why I started to do stand up. One of the reasons,
right.
And I thought he was like amazing. He was the guy.
Yeah,
before
totally.
He became big, I was like everyone who'd ask me who I love. He was always the first guy. And I not that I didn't. I you know I still thought I thought the show was bad. I always thought that show was bad. Did you like it, Louie?
Not Lucky. Lucky Louie was bad.
Lucky Louie was complete crap. Yeah.
Louie is like up and down for me. I've seen. I want the show to be more different than what it is.
Yeah.
I want it to be funnier.
So you like it a lot. You just wish if it was not.
But there were certain episodes that I thought were really funny, and then certain episodes were just not funny at all. And I just felt like, I don't know. I know he wants to be Woody Allen so bad, and Woody Allen will make a drama and then comedy and stuff.
That's kind of what I don't like about him. Yeah. It's like he's so hacking, not hacking, but he's so like, derivative of Woody Allen.
Yeah,
but it's like bad Woody Allen.
And Woody Allen's, his movies are derivative like of Fellini or fucking Ingmar Bergman. Like
right.
Everyone's just
no one wants to be who they are.
Yeah.
But I didn't even love Woody Allen. I mean, Woody Allen was good, I feel like, at the beginning, and then his
right.
movies became shitty, I thought. But I always thought Louis was a show I think I watched three times, and I just was like, I don't understand this.
I just felt like if there were certain episodes that were kind of funny, and then some of them were just like kind of, you know, I know I appreciate what he was trying to do, but I kind of felt like people, when he didn't do these funny episodes or try to make it serious,
yeah.
Everyone actually liked him more. He's like, he's taking chances. I'm like, well, maybe he's just not being funny.
That's what happened with him, though. He became, it became an Emperor's New Clothes thing.
Yeah.
Like, anything he did, they were like, oh, God, this guy's a genius.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I watched an episode, and I was like, he just didn't write an ending to the episode.
Right, right.
Like, it was one where, like, a guy bullies him while he's on a date. Did you ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen it three times.
Right.
And then he just follows the kid home, and I was like, oh, a funny thing would be if, like, maybe he, like, beat the shit out of the kid when he got home.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he just goes to the house, and the dad comes out, and he talks to the dad. He's
right.
like, yeah, your son bullied me. He's like, oh, man. And then it goes to him doing stand-up, and I was like, that's your ending? Mm. Like, that's not a good ending. Like, I know you're a genius, but... You know, it becomes the thing, you know, like storytellers, you know, how they're
right.
like, I'm not a comedian, I'm a storyteller, because it's like, okay, so now you don't have to be funny.
Right.
So he became like, with TV and stuff, it became like, oh, it doesn't have to be funny. I feel like for so long I was like watching those things.
Right.
And I thought he was such a great stand-up, and I was like, what am I, like, Louis was one of those shows that if you said you didn't like it, people got mad at you. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, I think one of the problems from what I heard with him in interviews is that he said that, you know, he wrote it all, he edited it all, and
yeah.
stuff like, which means that, no, but I mean, it's one thing to write him one, but when you're writing a series and lots of episodes, you kind of need some fresh eyes and some help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then you start getting thinking that everything you're doing is amazing.
Right.
And sometimes you need a second pair of eyes and go, you know, this isn't really working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, even like the greats would do that. Like Kubrick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, would like have an editor. He wasn't like, I'm editing it on my computer. Yeah, they'd have like, it's a collaboration. That was another thing that annoyed me. I'm like, you just do it. I mean, but then that became the thing. Oh, he's such like, you know, he's such an auteur. Like, yeah. he does everything. Yeah. Like, he even does the catering. He even does like the toilets. He calls where the toilets are. He gets the toilet service.
I'm on his email list. I still get his emails all the time.
You do?
Yeah, just, and it's like, because I think I once bought one of his specials online.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he sends you these funny things. And it's just the last one he sent me about his movie. It was right before the movie came out. And he was,
This I Love You.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I did it all with my own money. And, you know, the critics
Whoa.
Liked it. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's about you, the fan. And you got, you know, and
it's,
you
about
know, all,
you.
All this thing is always about the fan. Like, I, you know, I care
yeah.
about the fan.
Which, if you ever saw him, he'd probably just, like, kick you in the neck. Yeah, like, and then the Horace and Pete, that was my first, like, dude, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Like, this is not...
No.
Like, this is... I know Louis, maybe I just don't get, but this is just... This is bad. This is just him I mean, before this whole thing, I was like, this is just him masturbating, and no one's telling him what's bad or good.
Right.
I mean, that was, like, legitimately shit. We talked about this not on... You said there was a part where, like... They start dancing in the bar.
I don't know if it was me, but I think maybe.
I think isn't there a scene where they just start dancing and people are like, this is so brilliant. I was like, why is this brilliant? It's not good.
Yep. But that is, like you said, the mental masturbation. Like people around them were afraid to say, you know, this ain't so good, you know, and that's, I think a lot of times when these directors kind of go off.
Yeah, it's kind of like those guys, you know, because that's unhealthy, like artistically, when like, You completely just think you're like infallible and you can do no wrong and no one's like, when you see these directors do a movie, they go off the rails, like Cimino, who made Heaven's Gate,
right.
And it's just like the worst movie, and it's kind of like because he went off the rails a little bit, and he was like, I'm doing this like epic thing and no one understands it, and I'm just like, this is my art, and it just didn't make any sense.
Right.
I'm trying to think of another person like that.
I think there's tons of directors that kind of think went off the deep end, you know, or and then sometimes they'll come back when they realize it. I think a good answer, example, that's Wes Anderson.
Oh, yeah, he did that.
Yeah, his early movies were pretty cool. Then he just got so full of himself and stuff. And then the critics started savaging him.
Shyamalan,
too. Yeah, Shyamalan, too.
Shyamalan, you can literally see it every movie. You're like, oh, it's pretty good. You're like, oh, yeah. And you're like, wait a minute. And then you're like, something's wrong. Like, people started writing reviews that were like, something's going on. He's lost his mind.
Right.
And he kind of went away and, like, went back to... But I don't know. It's not a hell... No, you can tell no one around him was like... Around Louis C.K. was like, yeah, this is, like, not good.
Right.
You know? Like, the critics just... you know, they're complicit, too. In that, I mean. Like, oh, God, Horace and Pete is great. And he paid for it. And have you seen it? It looks like it costs like 20 grand to make.
Yeah.
And then this new movie, I think we were talking on like, it seemed like this was almost part of why people wanted to finally take him down, because the new movie is just almost like him taunting everyone.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like almost like, yeah, like I did that. But, or I don't know. But
maybe he knew this was coming. You know, it might have been another thing, you know.
Unconsciously, maybe. Yeah, maybe he was like guilty, kind of like that OJ thing where he started just saying things as he wanted to get caught.
Right.
He just started making movies about him that had like horrible characters. First of all, that movie looks awful to me.
Man, I don't think it looks terrible, though.
Oh, really?
Well, I heard it's not. I think it's okay. I bet it's okay. Malkovich is in it. So how bad? I have like a rule. Like, there's certain actors, if they're in the movie can't be that
bad. Well, he was in Con Air.
Yeah. And Con Air was...
was bad.
I think
Did you like it?
I think it was a bad movie, but it was... because he was in it, it was watchable.
Okay. Well, he was in a movie called Making Mr. Right.
That was a probably bad one.
Yeah. No, that was bad. Yeah.
But he was one of those actors I just like to watch. And he's in bad movies.
He's not that good. Yeah. I mean, he's amazing. Yeah. Can you... you can't think of another bad movie? I'm trying to think if I can think of another bad movie.
A Malkovich movie?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, I can't, you know, I just enjoy, he's like, it's to me, he's like, Samuel Jackson. Like, I can watch him in anything, and he's been in bad movies, but I feel like the movie can't be that horrible if they're in it.
Cause I
get to see them, but that's just my opinion.
All right. Well, go watch Making Mr. Right.
That was early.
Come back next week. I think that was an early one. I think it was Susan Seidelman who did Desperately Seeking Susan.
Right. Yeah.
I remember the commercial.
That was before Malkovich was Malkovich too.
It was. Yeah. It was like when he was first breaking into movies.
Right.
He had just become big from, you remember Burn This? That was his Broadway.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It kind of like made him the big... He did it the right... He was the guy that was already the acclaimed actor.
Right.
And movies were like, please be in movies. He's like, all right. But then I think it's funny how like... It's just funny when something like this happens, it kind of opens people's eyes finally, and everyone's finally like, okay, yeah, I guess that is shitty. Okay. It's been interesting to watch that.
Right.
Like, I compare it to, like, when, like, an album, like, Paul's Boutique came out. I loved it. Right. Everyone's like, oh, this sucks. And then, like, 10 years later, everyone's like, oh, God, it's the greatest hip-hop album in the world. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you were head of the
That's
time.
How I am with, like, Horace and Pete. I'm like, yeah, no, it was really bad, right?
People will get around to saying that was bad.
What?
People will get around to saying that that's bad. I mean, we knew a few comics, I think, in that show. I mean,
who's in it? Kurt Metzger?
I think Mark Norman.
Yeah. And stuff like I didn't that. See that. I haven't seen the whole series. I've just seen bits. Of it, right. And they're just standing in a bar. And
he tried to find a way to make it all them not funny too.
Yeah, like Kurt Metzger's not funny in it, but he's not really supposed to be.
All right, I think he might have been the funniest one in that, though.
I guess it's not. But I know that was the thing with him. People were like, "Yeah, I love that show. It's like not funny." And I was like, "It's about him being a stand-up, and it's not funny. Like it should be funny." And that, like, when I said that, people acted like I was dumb. Like, "Oh God, you want it to be funny?" I'm like, "Yeah, he's a fucking comedian."
I think the problem is there's so much shit on TV now. And this is the other thing that, you know, if Louis C.K. is going to make something, I want it to be funny. And if it's not funny, it better be fucking amazing. It's unfortunate for him that he's got to live those standards.
I know.
You know?
Go.
Did you ever see the Woody Allen movie, Match Point?
No, is that with Scarlett Johansson? I stopped Woody Allen.
No.
Married the kid, I stopped.
But that's like an excellent movie, and it's nothing like other Woody Allen movies. It's very, very, it's like a thriller, you know? And I'm like, all right.
It is?
Yeah.
The tennis? Is that Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of more like an Alfred Hitchcock in a way.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, all right, that's not Woody Allen that I know and remember, but this is, so you did it.
Yeah.
But you have to fucking hit a home run, you know, unfortunately. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And then I just think it's amazing how this movie crumbled. Like, and it's going to become that movie. I really want to see it.
Oh, totally want to see it.
And you can't, you won't be able to find it. It'll be really hard to get.
It'll get out there eventually.
It will, but it won't be easy to get.
Right.
So do you have any weird, the thing I kind of like about it is, like, it's kind of coming out and people are talking about, like, people don't understand comedy and, like, that industry is such a scummy industry.
Right.
And you're. Like, women have that, it's bad, probably especially for them.
Right.
I don't know. But I mean, it's bad for everyone.
Yeah.
If you're, like, low on the totem pole, just everyone is scum and, like, shit to you.
And clicky and shitty.
And then you meet, you know, like, because I've had experiences in comedy. Like, I had an experience where, like, maybe you can tell me one after this, if you have any.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I'm not going to name names.
I have a gajillion.
You know, like, when I was kind of coming up in New York in, like, 2003, and I was, like, doing some stuff, I met this female exec who worked for a network, and she, like, I think she called me in for an audition or something. She had seen me perform, and then I think she was trying to get me to go to Aspen. It's always Aspen. It's,
yeah,
like,
that
the
was
slant slimy. And I didn't really know. And then she started emailing me, and she was like, oh, let's get a drink sometime. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, she seemed, like, nice.
Right.
And then, other comedians were like, oh, be careful. Like, I think she gets into dudes.
Oh, I didn't even know what you were talking about women and sexual harassment. I thought you were just talking about harassment in general.
It wasn't like even sexual. She didn't sexually harass me, but it was like, I went to meet her for a drink one night, and like, it was just me and her, and like, it was weird. It wasn't like what I thought it was going to be. And like, she never like made a move on me, but nothing ever happened. And then like, she just stonewalled me. Like, I think I contacted her again for something, and she never
Was she attractive?
She was all right.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't like...
Go back in time, you do it now?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. Good.
I don't know. I think I'm like too much of like a... I get like that stuff pisses me off when people do like... I mean, I guess when someone else does, I guess even back then.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
You would? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a number.
I want to go back into your past and do it for you.
Well, the thing is, I didn't understand. Like, I think it took me a while to wrap my head around. I think later I was like, oh, I guess she doesn't talk to me anymore because she wanted to sleep with me.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep with her. I guess that's the only explanation I could have. And then whenever I'd see her, she was just really weird. And then one time I was in L.A. for some contest and like... There was an after party, and there were, like, execs there, and, like, I met a girl at the show, and I brought her to the party, and, like, the execs, these female execs were, like, shitty to me. I wasn't even, like, I just met her at the show, and then, like, they were always shitty to me after that, like, almost mad that I had, like, brought a girl there.
So, now you know how these women feel.
I mean, but that's, like, even not even on, like, that level.
Right.
And then you just meet so many, you know, and comedians are just like scumbags. Like, you know, you bring a girl around and they just all try and fuck her. No, it's just because there's no rules.
No, no. And how many times have you run into? Because I've had like two or three run-ins with CK, and they've all been weirder than the fucking last.
Can you tell? Talk. Well, you can talk about them now.
Yeah, oh, I don't care. The last one was probably a year ago.
He's probably really nice to you now. He's actually going to do this podcast for the next 2 years.
Well, this one was even. They're all just weird. They weren't. He wasn't like a dick necessarily, but I was at the cellar.
Yeah.
And someone drops their phone on the floor. You know, so I see it on the floor. I pick it up, and it's CK dropped it.
Yeah.
So I just like I go oh, and I just and I hand it to him, and he's like he didn't even you know he, yeah, he didn't say thank you or anything.
Yeah.
But now going back on it now, I'm like you know
you got off light.
But he was also like you know I was touching a phone that he was touching with his hand.
Right.
He was probably jerking off 10 minutes later.
Probably.
Ten minutes before. I mean,
so you're complicit in that.
Or at least I'm touching his. His fucking dicky phone.
I'm sure yeah. he touched his dick within like 5 minutes of that. Do you? I have a CK thing. Like I never really met him, but this was like 7 years ago. I don't even know how long. This was a while ago. There was this girl. Have I told you the story? I probably have. But like there was this new comedian girl that like was around and I didn't really know her. And I think my friend was like sleeping with her.
Yeah.
I'd heard. And then my friend was like, oh, she's, I was like, oh, what happened to that girl? Is she around? You know, you still hang out with her. And he's like, no, she's sleeping with Louis CK.
And
I was like, oh, and I didn't care or think anything of it. And then, I was like, oh, how do you know that? He's like, well, she was like on the road with him. And so, like a month later, I was at a party and she was there. I didn't really know her. And she was like, came up to me and started talking to me. And she was like, yeah, hey, I was just on the road with Louis CK. And she's like, nothing's going on.
Right.
You know, just he's going to mentor me. And I was like, and first of all, I was like, I barely even knew this girl. I was like, okay, I don't give a shit. Like, but she was like going out of her way to tell me she wasn't sleeping with him.
Which that means she was sleeping with him.
Well,
maybe not. He doesn't
that's
seem like
where this story goes. Yeah. But the thing that's annoying about the story is like I it was something I wasn't interested in, and then I kind of got sucked into it, into this situation, and so then this girl started contacting me. This is like MySpace time. Yeah. Started MySpacing me, like weird things, like really sexual, and I didn't really know her, and she's like, hey, do you want to go jogging?
Right.
And I was like, where do you live? This is how like naive I was. Like, where do you live? And she was like, I live here, and it was really far, and I was like, I don't jog there.
Right.
And she's like, well, I'll just come where you are, and then we can get sweaty afterwards. And I was like, okay. And I didn't... So anyway, then she started just showing up to my shows, and then, like, I hooked up with her.
All right.
And we weren't dating. We were just kind of, like, hooking up or whatever. And then people kept being like, oh, she's sleeping with Louis C.K., And she told me specifically what when we were hooking up. She's like, oh, yeah, he wanted to hook up with me, but I said, no, I want to keep it professional.
Oh, wow. Was he married at the time? He wasn't.
No, I think he had just gotten separated. Right. And I was like, oh, again, I didn't ask her about it because it wasn't a serious thing. I wasn't even that into it. So then, like, this went on for a few months, and then it just stopped because it was just like a casual thing. And then months later, and there'd be nights where she'd be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I'd be like, nothing. She'd be like, I'm meeting Louis for a drink. Do you want to meet after? I was like, okay. And then months later, she tells me she had been his girlfriend. That's what she claimed. She was like, oh, yeah, I was Louis' girlfriend. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's
now
not.
I'm thinking maybe not, yeah.
No, you were just, he's a scum, but he was just jerking off in front of you. But it's just funny, she was using it as like bragging rights.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm dating Louis C.K. Like, oh, and even then, I was like, this guy's a total scumbag. Yeah. You're not dating him. And then it kind of, when I heard that I was like sleeping with her at the same time that he was, it made me like lose respect for him, kind of. It like really grossed me out because he was kind of like, I looked up to him. I thought he was like great. And then like, I wasn't even into the girl. And I was like, why are you, it just like creeped me out.
He knew he was a piece of shit back then.
I'd heard the stories then, you know, that's my, that was the most funny thing about this when this came out. I looked at that girl's Twitter and she like tweeted something about it. I want to write like, didn't you like date him?
I got to check out this after the,
Yeah. And, but I just, cause she was saying it to me to like, make me feel bad. Like, oh yeah, it was his girlfriend. And it's like, you weren't like, he was at work jerking off in front of people's faces when they didn't want them to do that.
I mean, he was a weird dude. I mean, I, and there's another interaction I had with him. Like, I was sitting at the comics table at the Cellar.
Right.
Just one other comic, because it was a slow night, you know? So I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, he comes in with Rock, and they both sit like right next to us.
Oh, God. And we're like, who was there when you were there before they got there?
It's just another comedian and who works there. You know, and even he was like, you know, and Chris Rock was like, hey, how you guys doing? You know, and
hey, how you guys doing? That's a bad Chris Rock impression.
And CK, listen, he doesn't have to say hi to me. I get it. I totally get it.
Right. He just said nothing.
But he just put his face down in his phone and he was doing it. I'm like, you don't have to. Honestly, I totally get it.
You're how long ago was this? Was he huge? Or
yeah, it was like maybe a year and a half ago.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
And like, I get it. You don't have to. But you know what? To say hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a normal person would do, just if you didn't know someone.
Right. But you know.
And then did you get up and leave? Because it was uncomfortable.
No, because we stayed there for a few minutes, and Brock said a few things to us.
Did your friend know them?
I don't like they probably knew him by face, but you know.
Yeah.
But
they were like, "Let's just sit here and make them like really uncomfortable."
It was a weird, it was a trippy thing. It was just me and him at the table, and they said, "But that makes sense." I mean, they came in to do a spot. We're at the fucking
so
table.
What did you think of like? Because when this story came out, I mean, I think I was almost even guilty of it. Because with all the other stories that have come out before this, you know, a lot of people writing on Twitter, they're like, well, what's the big deal? He didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, like, oh, he because, you know, in his statement, which I was talking to someone, they were like, I almost thought that that was a parody of statements.
Yeah.
Like, and I was reading it and I was like, the fact that he used the word dick, who like greenlit that?
Well, I'll tell you why, because I feel like when these guys make their statements,
it sounds not like them.
But it's also, yeah, and it's also crafted by lawyers.
Right.
The language has to be perfect because they could say something that could.
Who's his lawyer? Dice?
Yeah. But I think what he did, it was like, listen, I know you wrote this, Mr. Lawyer, but I'm going to just pepper it in with some my
right.
stuff so it sounds
some
natural.
Dick jokes.
Right.
Like the fact that he says my dick like three times, it's like, oh my God, yeah. I can't believe that's in the statement.
Listen, you know, he could have, I don't think he really committed a crime, but you could say something the wrong way. You could maybe open yourself to a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, no, he definitely, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, There is like borderline a crime there because it doesn't just come down to like, I was in a room with these women and I said, can I take my dick out? And they kind of said, yeah. And so I did it. I thought I had consent. It's like assault civilly is when like you're putting someone in within the fear that you don't have to be touched. You're putting fear in them that they might be a battery. If you're in a room with, first of all, I don't know how the room was set up. Maybe he was like in between them and the door,
right.
Which already that is like a crime. Like,
yeah,
there's a thing called false imprisonment where like you don't have to be like, hey, I'm kidnapping you. You have to give a sense that they can't
it's like
leave.
Implied and stuff. Yeah.
The door doesn't even have to be locked. So if he's in front of the door and like you're just there and some huge man just takes his clothes off and starts jerking off. I mean, I feel like if you're a woman, your first inkling is going to be like, oh, we're about to be raped.
Yeah.
Like so this is what rape.
It's a threatening posture. Right
yeah. There. So that right there is assault. Yeah. Civilly, definitely. Like, because you would think that you haven't given consent for someone to do something like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's very border. It's definitely assault in a civil trial. And I do think you could argue like false imprisonment with him being in front of, and then the thing just like at work, like you can't.
Well, I also think there was an element too, because from what I read is that a lot of this, unless we find out some newer stories, but a lot of this happened years
other
ago.
Other comment, I'm sure.
But
this
for
guy
now,
was done after five.
For now, I thought he was going to use the excuse that I was, you know, I was married at the time and I felt like this was a way to cheat. That I wasn't cheating on my wife.
Some comedian told me that he told them that.
I bet you that was in his head. But I also think that back then, too, he wasn't that big of a comedian. So he was more of a writer. So he probably thought, it doesn't matter. But then when you read that article, when he got really big, he started going back to these women and apologizing because he knew it was going to come back to
him. See, that's damning right there. The fact that you, when he's like, I thought it was fine. I don't understand. It's like, well, why are you apologizing? You clearly knew something was wrong.
And he's getting the stuff wrong, too, which means there's more shit out
there. Right. You're getting, that's like almost comedic when he's like, I'm sorry that I like shoved you into a room. Like, you did, oh, okay. And then I look, he's like, I misread people. Like, when have you ever read anyone at work? You're like, oh, you know, I think I'm getting a vibe from this chick. Like, maybe.
Maybe she'd like a good bathroom shove.
Well, if you're getting a vibe at work, then you go, hey, are you on Facebook? Like, add me, and then I'll message you. Right. You don't go, hey, I'm getting a vibe. Can I jerk off at work? This is your first day at work. Like, the fact that you would think that that's okay.
Yeah.
And then that, I think the main issue here is also, like, these women, like, it kind of screwed their careers. You know what I mean? That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And you could sue with that. Like, this guy took away work from me.
Yeah.
It's damages. Like, he, so, like, that's, like, the sad part.
Do you think
like,
there might be, maybe there's going to be some settlement or something like that?
I feel like it's been too long for that, like, statute of limitations.
It's true.
But
his lawyers
maybe.
Probably are saying not to, only because it might open up a floodgate of fucking, you know, if he
so many people are going to come out.
Yeah, and they're probably all legitimate claims, too.
I mean, if they're, this is like cockroaches. If you see, like, five, there's, like, you know, there's, like, 100. You know, these are the ones that he got caught on. I mean, the one that people are saying is, like, whatever, is the phone call one where like he was jerking off over the phone. Like, why don't you just hang up? I mean, I don't know. It's like, what, first of all, you should just be able to call someone and not have that happen. Have you ever done that? No. Like, to someone you know?
No, I don't. You know, I feel like masturbation should be for yourself.
Right.
No one should be around for that. That's
I can understand doing it in front with someone, with a girl, if you're already being intimate and maybe what you're doing isn't working, what they're doing isn't working.
Right.
So you have to like take over.
Yeah.
But I've you don't just jump into that. Like you said, we said that before. Like, that shouldn't be the opener. But, and then the fact that, yeah, you would think, like, well, I don't understand. I asked to take my dick out.
Yeah. She said Simon Says or Mother May I.
Right. Like, that's not, like, a threatening, you know. And, again, he's, like, an intimidating big guy and also powerful. Like, this is a guy that can, like, destroy your career. And I guarantee you all the shit with the manager. It's, like, I guarantee you they were, like, blacklisted.
Oh, I'm sure. And plus, big and powerful, but acts so much like an everyman schlub, and that was his charm.
Right.
That's why he kind of broke big when he was in his 40s, because he was like, I'm a miserable dad, I hate my life,
kind of shit.
You know, I'm just like you, my life sucks, even though it was kind of a hard sell even back then, because I'm like, you're still a millionaire, so
life
isn't that bad.
He would still dress like shit.
Yeah.
He would still wear like a t-shirt for it. Yeah, and even though, like, I remember later on as it went on, I was like, there's something about him that, like, is off-putting to me. I don't know. I can't figure out what it is. I think the thing with that girl really, like, soured me on him. And I can't really explain why, because I've told people that story, and they're like, oh, you should feel, like, flattered. Like, your hero, like, was, you were sleeping with the same girl. And I was like, I don't know. It just made him seem like a scumbag to me. Like, you ever have that habit, like, you sleep with someone, and you're like, all right, I'm a stud. And then, like, the worst person in the world. They're like, oh, yeah, he slept with them. She slept with them. I'm like, oh, so I'm not a stud. She's just awful.
It's like when you do a fucking comedy show and you kill and you feel great, and then you see some awful guy go on after you and kill. You're like, oh, this didn't mean
exactly.
Anything.
Yeah, that's how it was with that girl. It's like, all right. I'm like, good with chicks. So it's like, oh, yeah, you know Rocky Dennis? Yeah, he had her. Do you know who that is?
Yeah,
from
Mask. Yeah.
His
whole thing with the schlub too, even in the show, it kind of bled into the show, where on the show, he wasn't really exactly supposed to play himself. He was like an up and coming comic a little bit.
Yeah.
But he still lived in this nice apartment in New York City. So it didn't completely make sense to show. I remember this one episode where, all right, so this guy's got a nice apartment in New York City, right?
Louis, his character?
His character, right?
Right.
But he's opening up for Seinfeld in Long Island, right?
Yeah.
So he has to take a bus out to Long Island. It's his experiences on the bus. I'm like, nah, I don't think he would do that.
Was that early in the show? Or?
Yeah, when Simon, I'm like, I don't think, like, just looking at by his apartment, that type of guy would not take a bus out to Long Island. He would rent the car or fucking take the train out.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, that's what happens to him on the bus. Just like,
he's just like,
he's
I'm
fat.
Miserable, I'm on the bus, look at me, you know. Again, I'm eating pizza at the place across the street. You remember that? You know, that pizza place got big.
When he goes to the cellar.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always going that during the credits.
Yeah, and that's always to make him look like a real dude.
Did you watch Lucky Louie at all?
That was not an episode.
I don't know how people like that. I don't know about now, but I mean,
I liked what he was trying to do. It was kind of like a throwback, try to be like All in the Family. But
it was so bad, and then I was like, oh, he must be really upset how that came out. I heard an interview with him, and he's like, yeah, it was so good. He's like, I think if we got to second season, would have gone on for like 11 years. I was like, what? This was like, it was unwatchable, that
it was
show.
Really bad.
And there's parts where he's naked in the show.
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, they tried to do a throwback show.
I know.
Like John Mulaney did. You remember John Mulaney's
show?
Yeah,
and that was bad, too.
Right. And it's like, you know what? There's a reason why they don't do these shows anymore. It's
right.
Not, you can't bring this shit back. I understand what you're trying to, but it's just like, you know, that's why they don't do, most sitcoms don't have laugh tracks anymore.
He was trying to do like the Honeymooners.
Right.
But why do the Honeymooners now? Like, do you like the Honeymooners? I mean, do you like that?
I think for an old show, I can laugh at it here and there, but it's past its prime.
Well, I mean,
it
was great then when there were like two shows on the air.
Right, but it's dated and you have to move on. You have to, you know, there's a reason why they don't do those shows anymore. There's a reason why like 90% of comedies don't have laugh tracks anymore, because people now, when they hear laugh tracks, they go, oh, this is kind of schlocky. You know?
Well, I don't know. Like, I remember in this interview, he's like, I didn't want it to be like Friends, because Friends is so shitty. It's like, it's not like a real audience. Right. And I was like, Friends is a really good show. Yeah. Like, it's polished and everything, but like, it's funny. Like,
it's
good writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah, there's laughs, but I mean, the thing with his show is he was like, we're not going to have any laughs. We're going to have like just the audience. And if it's bad, then it's bad. And then like, it just wouldn't be funny a lot of the time. So I was like,
I got to watch some of this again.
I mean, I remember when it came in, I was a huge fan at the time, and I was like, what is this crap? Like,
I think HBO took all the episodes down, too.
They did. It's so funny, too, now, how just, like, it just gets faster and faster. Like, it was, like, the day of. They're like, yeah, we're all done with him. So what do you think? Do you think he's going to come back?
Well, I was having this conversation with someone yesterday about, like, so now, and I know you're not supposed to separate this, but I would say now, the hottest, biggest white male comic, and I think it's okay to separate, is Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Right? Because someone said Aziz. I'm like, well, Aziz is, you know, he has that niche, and Amy Schumer's maybe the top female comedian. And you don't want to separate, you know, you do separate a little bit. And there's a top black comic, it's probably Kevin Hart, you know.
Right.
And maybe he's the top of all of them put together.
Yeah.
But if you want to give that, you know,
the next one in line, it's Bill Burr.
I would think so, right? Who else? I'm not talking about Seinfeld, because he's, you know.
No, not Seinfeld.
He's had his day, and he's always big, but I'm talking about still hot and relevant. Kinda.
Yeah, no, it's, I would say it's Bill Burr, or, I was trying to think of that, actually. Like, who else, like a white guy? Like, who is another white guy that if this had happened to, it would have been a huge downfall right now? Like Gaffigan? No, Gaffigan's not.
Yeah, Gaffigan, actually, you know what? That's a good one. He might be the top.
I don't know, though. He's probably in the top five.
Right. He's probably maybe number two of the white male guys, though.
Did I tell you a story? I saw him at the airport. It was like a year ago. Yeah, he was like really shitty to me. He just acted like I was like annoying him, like I was some fan. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting on the same plane as you. And then like he sat, we got delayed for like 10 hours and we were sitting like literally like 10 feet from each other. I just ignored him the whole time. And then like 9 hours later, he said something to me and I just like, he was like, can you believe this, Tom? And I just was like, yeah, and, like didn't like, I was
at least
like,
he knew your name.
I know, but that's also what pissed me off. I'm like, you clearly know who I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't treat me like I... That's why I made it a point of not... Whenever I'm in...
He was in your movie, wasn't he?
I know. I know. Like, I don't like... I'm not like best friends with him, but I mean, I know him.
Right.
There's comedians that like I have only met maybe like 10 times. And
I think we talked about that. In fairness to him, and I don't really get... But I guess he was with his kids. He was probably annoyed and stuff like that.
Yeah, no. He's next. Going down. No. I mean, but he was nice enough to do that, but it just didn't... annoyed me, because I think it's like he could have just been like, oh, hey, what's up, man? How are you? He was like, he was right in front of me in security line. And I was like, oh, hey, Jim, what's up? And he was like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to Hawaii. And I was like, yeah, so am I. Like, that's why I'm at the airport.
He didn't recognize you at first. That sounds what it sounds
I
like.
I said to him, I go, hey, Jim. I was like, Tom McCaffrey, remember, like, you did my movie? And he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to Hawaii. And I was like, right, I'm in line with you. Your family ran into me. You know what I mean? Like,
you should have ignored him. You know?
Well, it was just so weird. What happened was I was in the middle of line. It was like 6 in the morning, and these kids like ran in front of me in line. I was in the middle of a family, and I looked, and it was Jim Gaffigan's family.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in the middle of, I didn't like, I don't know, I'd met him, you know.
At least he kept his dick in his pants.
Well, you know, we were in public. He didn't get the chance. But, I mean, you know, it was annoying because we were on the same exact plane. Right. I don't know, whatever. It's just, I'm like sick of all that shit when people big time you. And it just shows you now, like, anything can happen, you know, because literally CK's just back to, like, zero. Like, you know what I mean?
He's not
like,
back to zero.
But he's like, it's a good equalizer.
Right.
It just doesn't mean it. All that shit doesn't mean anything in the long run. You're a horrible human being.
The one advantage he does have, unlike what Cosby has, is Cosby always came out when he was 80. There was no way to come back from this. You know, at 80, right. You can't. But, you know, he has time to repair, and he will come back.
He will, in stand-up, definitely.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the big things will dry up, the movies.
No, that's done. Yeah. I think no one...
Unless he wants to make them himself, but no one's going to... Like, you got to find a distributor, I think, to buy them.
That and, like, mm-hmm. I don't think... Apparently, he spent all his money on this movie. Like, he made money from the other shit thing, and then now he put it all in this.
Yeah, but I think that was just extra money that he had. I think he's fine.
Yeah, but you know, you never know, man. These guys, if they're like rolling, you know, you never know. They can look at like fucking Nicolas Cage or like who's Johnny Depp. Like Johnny Depp doesn't have any money. How does Johnny Depp? He makes like 8 movies a year.
Yeah, but you heard about like the stuff Johnny Depp was like spending his money on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
I don't think Louis C.K. is like that. For some reason.
I don't think so either. But like, who knows? Maybe he did some. You know, you can make some bad investments, and if it stops coming in, I mean, it just stops coming in. And he can tour around, but I don't think it's going to like it's going to be at least a couple of years.
The theaters are going to dry up for a while because what's going to happen is if he has theaters, there's going to be like Cosby had some theaters and then people protested.
Right.
The theaters are like, I don't want to deal with this. So my feeling is it's going to be maybe 6 months before he goes and does comedy again. And it maybe a year, but I'll say 6 months and it'll be very small venues. I don't think. He's going into the cellar right now.
No, even though, believe me, they'll be fine with him back there in like 2 weeks.
Right, but that's the thing. It's like they don't want that. Nah, they will. They're going to wait a little longer. And he doesn't want
3 weeks.
He doesn't want to go into the cellar because
no, he doesn't.
Because if he does a show, his fans are coming to see him and they're paying money. The cellar is just a regular club where people are here to see. So you're going to have people in there who, when they see him, will start freaking out and start yelling shit. He does not want to be in a regular comedy.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't want to be a place where not everybody's there to see him.
Yeah, it is really amazing looking back in the Cosby thing. Like, it even took, like, it was a slow burn in Cosby. Like, all that stuff came out, and it was big news, and he still was touring for a while, and people were still going. They're like, yeah, I still like him. And then finally, it was like, okay, you can't tour anymore. I don't know, like, I'm sure he will come back, but I think it might not be as easy as he thinks it is.
I think he needs to get all this out now, because if it's a drip, drip, drip thing... That's what Cosby was. His drip kept coming. Every time he thought it was over, then was more coming out.
Yeah.
He needs to just let this all out, just fucking clean slate, you know. Like this Roy Moore guy, you know, every time they think, well, you know, I think that was it, and then more people come out. That's what you don't want, you know.
Right, right. I guess it's, I was saying before, I think it's interesting because you hear like how I think that was a big issue in comedy. It's like, one little thing like this, like these two girls, it kind of like tainted their reputations for so long.
Sure.
And I think they were probably like, what the fuck? Like, we just like were in a room with this pervert and now our careers are ruined.
Right.
And comedy's like a weird place where like, and it's funny seeing these people like be forced to apologize because mm-hmm. they never would have apologized.
And you have to remember that like up to a few months ago, he just said these were rumors. So, and that's the thing.
2 months ago.
Yeah, so he's lied.
That's the thing that's really bad. Because, like, Tig Notaro was smart. She must have seen the writing on the wall. Like, something was coming. And she was like, I'm separating myself from this piece of shit. Because, you know, now there's, like, it's so bad that people who know him get attacked.
Right.
Like, people are like, what about Aziz Ansari?
Yeah,
like, he didn't do anything. And I heard
the thing about that is like maybe he worked with Tig Notaro because maybe you were telling me this as a kind
to
of
cover his tracks.
Yeah, or as a shield, like she's very respected in the female community.
She had cancer, right. And I do think that was, we don't know what, she never said what happened, but I do think that something happened where she was like, this guy's a scumbag.
Yeah.
And now I know he's a scumbag, and I'm sure he did this just because I had cancer and I was a woman, and
right.
It made him look like a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But man, she was smart. She got out fat, you know. And it's funny looking at his past interviews. Like at the I Love You Daddy, whatever the fuck it was screening, he's like, that's just a rumor. And then they're like, why did Tick say it? He's like, I don't know why she said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like everything he says is like awful. Like, I don't know why she would say that. There's nothing to it. I don't want to talk. If you speak about that, like, that's just not a right reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we were saying before, if there was rumors about me jerking off in front of people when they didn't want me to, and I didn't do it, and they brought it up, it'd be like, yeah, no, I didn't do that. Let's talk about it.
Right.
I did not do that.
Well, I think I always remember when Anthony Weiner, when that story first came out, and they started asking, and I love that guy. That guy was my congressman. I fucking love that guy. And they interview him, and they go, okay, so these dick pics that were on Twitter, are they yours?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to hear a no. And he's like, well, we're looking into things and we might have been hacked. I'm like, uh-oh. He didn't do a solid no there.
No, that's a very, When they start answering like that, it was the Bill Cosby thing too. I don't want to talk about that. Don't bring it up. I'd be like, bring that shit up first. That thing where we're saying that I raped everyone. Like, that's what I want to cover all the entire interview.
Right.
I want, because when you don't do things, you're like, who said that? Let's bring them here right now. Right. And I want them to say it to my face, and I want to see the evidence of that.
Do you know what I always think? And especially like some of these people, like especially Roy Moore, some of these guys, the accusers or the accused, all they need to do, you know, is just go, hook me up to a lie detector right now.
Yeah, because they won't do it.
Because they're all guilty.
No one has it. Do you think because they don't have a lie detector, or because
no? I mean, a lie detector. I would do that. I would say that immediately.
I wouldn't, because those things are not. If you have if you're like nervous, they can like read into things.
You know what? But maybe you don't even have to. Maybe you just.
Yeah, I probably would do it. But then, if it goes bad, that's it.
I guess you're right. You know, I know OJ, they said OJ really failed his lie detector test. Like, they said in the documentary of the movie, it was, one of the worst ever.
Why?
It was, the thing broke off. Fucking...
That one's comedic, watching him deny doing it. It's just we have your clothes there. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Oh, your blood's there. Oh, I don't know.
You basically wrote a confessional,
How could you even with a straight face be saying you didn't do that? I couldn't imagine. I mean, that's amazing he stuck to that story for so long.
Yeah.
Forever. He's never said he did it.
He may go back to jail, though. You heard about
why?
That.
What happened?
He had
him and Louis C.K. moved in together.
No, he was at Vegas, and he got all drunk, and he was smashing things and stuff.
Recently? Didn't he just get out?
Yeah, and then his parole, they say, may be in jeopardy, but he's not going back in prison. Because the main reason why he's out of prison is because it's expensive to really, I think, incarcerate an old man. It really is, because now you got medical problems and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know that when they're out, the worst he's going to do is, drop some drinks in Vegas.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, or throw drinks. He's not going to kill, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Imagine if he did kill someone again.
Just killed two people. Oh, my God. Imagine if he killed Louis C.K. and Kevin Spacey. That would be weird, because people would be torn. They'd be like, Imagine if someone murdered them right now. Right. People would probably be on that guy's side. It'd be a Charles Bronson thing. So I don't know. I guess I'm just when this thing broke. I mean, I guess I thought it might break, but I'm amazed at how big it is. It's national news.
Yeah.
I mean, and his problem now is what must that feel like? He's lumped, whenever I see Harvey, he's lumped in with the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
It's always him, Kevin Spacey, and Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Or hit their faces.
And when you Google CK, those names will come up a lot now,
Right. Imagine just being if your life now was just you and OJ Simpson were in the same, people looked at you as the same. Oh God, Eric and OJ, ugh.
But here's the thing. I guess the only
do you think he cares? I think he's such a psychopath. Go ahead. Yes.
No, I'm just thinking for the repair thing, because you can compare it to one other where this happened, but wasn't as bad. But Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah,
he did come back from it. But it. But again, he was just doing it to
looking
himself.
At his. That was such like a nothing, nothing thing.
That's why he came back, sort of.
But he didn't really come back. What did he come back? He did. He was in like Buffy the Vampire.
He was like on the MTV Music Awards, and he's like, "Hear any good jokes lately?" That type of thing.
Yeah. But it you're right. He did come back. That 1 minute on the.
But no, it literally. But then, it. 20 years later, he actually did come back.
What did he do?
Well, he did the Pee Wee Herman show again on TV. And remember, went around on Broadway and stuff. Yeah. It was a big hit.
His is ridiculous.
I know.
Because it's like...
So that's a good 15 to 20 years of him coming back.
Yeah. You know? You know what's so funny is like... there's even... Oh, when his apology came out, or what? Not even his statement... it reminded me exactly of a joke he used to do where he's like, when my wife, we get into a fight, I just immediately take her side against me because then it's over. She's like, I can't believe you do that. He's like, I know, you're right. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, so when he did that, I was like, it's exactly like that. Yeah. Like, he's just like, yeah, I did it. I'm disgusting. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay.
Whenever his next special is, which it will at one point have, when he does stand up again, he's going to be it's all going to be so. He's already self deprecating, but he's going to be completely.
Yeah,
it's going to be like an hour of him just shitting on himself.
You know what the only problem with him coming back now is like he was so good. If he comes back, he's going to have to be so good when that comes back because. Even the last few specials, he's like, I mean, I've always been a huge fan. And like, even the last few specials, I've been like, eh. Like, I mean, they're not, the bar was so high.
Right. I thought he had some clunkers, but then the last one I thought was actually pretty sharp.
Yeah. I mean, it's
not great.
It's good, but like, for him to come back from this, he's going to have to be like unbelievable. Because I don't think people aren't going to give him the leeway. I mean, he's going to have his hardcore fans.
Yeah, but plus when he does jokes and inevitably about this, you know, he's got to do them in such a way where critics are going to be ready to jump all over him.
But who's ever done that? Has anyone ever done something like that, come back from somebody and then joked about it?
Well, Richard Pryor when he fucking lit himself on fire.
Yeah, but that was like people just felt bad for him. No one was like...
But if you remember, I think at the time, though, that was drug use was probably looked upon much, much worse. So it was more, not like this, but more of a confessional.
Yeah,
kind
of like, his was great, but I think his people were more ready to, no one was like mad at Richard Pryor for almost dying.
Yeah, and he just hurt himself, nobody else.
Yeah, and then, the Pee Wee Herman thing, it's funny because like, I remember when that happened and like, you know, the way the media framed it, they were just like, yeah, this is... I guess the whole thing was because he was like, he did a children's show.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were like, he exposed himself in a theater. And I was like, oh, my God, I am so angry about that. And then I remember I saw an interview with some actress who was in one of his movies. And they were like, can you believe that? And she was like, what? And they were like, well, do you think he did it? And she was like, I don't care if he did it. What did he do? And then I was like, yeah, what did he? He's jerking off where you go to jerk off. Like, that's completely normal.
The only thing weird about it was that he did it like in the 90s. Like, you know, that was stuff that ended in the 70s. Once the VCR happened, people didn't really do that much anymore.
Right. So, but he was also like in the middle floor. Florida, like Gainesville.
Well, it's also part of the being an exhibitionist. You might have had that. Just like CK is an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
They get off on doing it in public, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, there's exhibitionists and then there's like... Because I mean, you know, if a guy on the street just shows you his dick, like that's like you get arrested for that.
Right.
So the thing with him where people, you know, it's funny seeing some people's reactions where... Because that's another thing. I mean, some law, you know, this is illegal. It's not nothing.
Right.
You know? And I mean, that is harassment at work. If someone's doing things like that at work, that's...
Well, just like the Weinstein thing, if they need to find something that happened more recently, you know, and he better
hope...
You
think they will?
I don't know. I kind of feel like he's...
It'd be so funny if somebody comes out that something happened over the weekend. Jesus. It almost would be like a joke he has. This isn't even a joke about jerking off in between the two towers falling, 9/11. I could see him like doing this like after the day after he got busted. Like, Jesus.
You don't know. But I kind of feel like, just from what I read, that he did it, and I think he actually may have kept himself under control when he got really big. He didn't want to blow it. And I think that you don't really hear stories about the last few years, but maybe you will, you know? But I have a feeling he was smart enough not to, you know?
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah. That's really interesting. All
which
right.
is that? Which is even worse because if it's something that he can control, then that's worse.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I don't think Anthony Weiner is something he can
yeah,
control.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like basically anything he does, it's going to be spun and just horrible. If he did it, that's horrible. If he didn't do it, that's worse. Then that's when you know you're in like bad territory. Yeah. I guess. What I'm curious is like, what was his life be like right now? Because like I know he's like. Someone who's like used to being in the public eye and like is okay with being embarrassed, but I think it's really different if you're like used to just everyone adoring everything you do for like 9 years. Yeah. You can do no wrong, and then all of a sudden everyone like hates you, right. And you can't even go do the thing. And you spent all this time and money on this movie, and it'll never. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just like, "This is I can't believe he did this movie," and it's like, "Oh my god!" Like, is he? What do you think? He's just like. In his vacation house, like crying, well, clearly he's sure masturbating.
Definitely masturbating. Yeah. I think I guarantee you now, like his really big friends probably aren't calling him.
Of course not.
But
yeah.
I bet you there's some mid-level comics,
right? Right. Who, open mic guy.
Yeah, or guys he knew. He wouldn't take their calls a couple of years ago. Now they're getting through. You know what I mean?
He's not getting Aziz's call.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you want to hang out tonight? Everyone's too busy to be like, that is horrible. Even though I think Aziz is one of the people that didn't say anything.
No.
But it's just funny. I have a comedian friend who in L.A. told me years ago, he like went upstairs at the Improv to see if his friend was there. And he walked up and it was just Louis C.K. and Aziz sitting there. And he was like, oh, hey, guys. And they just like stared at him, like didn't say anything, like angrily, like almost like mad that he was there, like had walked upstairs where it's public. And he was just like, I just turned around and ran out of there. Like,
yeah. Well.
But it's funny to see, you know, you hear stories like that. And I've had, you know, like, you have experiences with people like that. And it's like watching them get their comeuppance is kind of enjoyable.
A Schadenfreude, isn't that what they call it?
Well, only if they're like shitty. I mean, if it was someone else who like was nice to me, like, I don't know. I'd be like, oh, yeah. But when it's someone who like, over the weekend, people were telling me stories like, someone we know who worked at Caroline's, and he was just like, he said he broke his tripod.
Yeah,
do you know that
Goots,
story?
Ray Goots.
He said he like was like, give me your tripod, and he was like smashed it because it wasn't working, and he was like, where's my tripod? And then he was like yelling at the opener or something, and all this like horrible shit. And I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, he's a prick.
Yeah. All right. Well. Adios. All right. Thanks.
Have some
a lot.
Fun masturbating at least.
Yeah, I guarantee you right now he's masturbating sometime tonight. Okay. Thanks very much.
All right, later.
All right. See ya.